written on one side of a single sheet of grey paper and reading, "The supply of game for London is going steadily up. Headkeeper Hudson, we believe, has been now told to receive all orders for fly paper and for the preservation of your hen pheasant's life."
You see, Holmes, nonsense, as I told you.
So it seems at first sight, but I wonder if there's some second meaning buried in this strange combination of words. Perhaps a prearranged significance of such phrases as fly paper and hen pheasant. Yes, yet this would be arbitrary and could not be deduced in any way. I'm loath to believe that's the case. And the presence of the word Hudson, surely he must be the subject, yes, which means, therefore, Beddoes must be the sender. Now, if it's code. So, backwards. Life, pheasants, hen. Alternate words? Reverse alternate? Wait. Oh, wait. What if we... And at that moment, Watson, as I looked, the key to the whole riddle was suddenly in my hands. As it is in mine, Holmes. For you must know, I too have done it.
Indeed.
Indeed. Huh. Like yourself, I decided the message was about or from Hudson, and so decided to disregard the whole of the first half, up to headkeeper Hudson.
Huh?
Then, what struck me was the amount of hyphenated words in the remainder, which I considered to be quite suspicious. You follow me, old chap?
Oh, avidly.
Oh, good, good, good. So, if we take out the words headkeeper, fly paper, hen pheasant, and also remove the unnatural and tautological and four, why, we are then left with Hudson, we believe. Leave has been told to receive all orders for the preservation of your life. Which, I assume, was what Hudson was persuaded into by Beddoes when he reached Hampshire.
But that would hardly bring on a fatal attack, being told a man who you fear is now going to protect you.
Ah,
and which reading must also be erroneous for an even more mundane reason.
Which is?
Hen pheasant does not contain a hyphen.
Ah. Let me check. Why, bless my soul, I could have sworn. I mean, when you think of hen pheasant, well, that is, I always think of hen pheasant, though, of course.
No, Doctor, a good and worthy try. And indeed, given more time, but time is one thing you do not have now, nor I had then. So, if you'll allow me, I will tell you that the answer to the riddle is that every third word is used, mm-hmm. beginning with the first word of the message. Now, you try it.
The game is up. Hudson has told all fly for your life. Ah, I'll be damned.
Well, Victor felt he was. For no sooner had I deciphered the letter than he buried his head in his hands and prognosticated disgrace staring him in the face, as well as having to bear his father's death.
Disgrace? But from where?
Well, here, Watson. These papers that Trevor Senior wrote when he knew the threat of exposure was upon him. The history of a convicted criminal.
Hudson, I suppose.
Justice Trevor, Watson.
What?
For as a young man, as one James Armitage.
Why, J.A.? The initials you saw on his arm.
Indeed. Trevor was convicted of fraud and sentenced to be transported to Australia.
My God. No wonder he suffered a stroke when he thought exposure was upon him. Respected member of the community, justice of the peace.
Indeed. For not only was it that he'd escaped his banishment and returned to England, but there were even darker crimes involved, all of which are set down in these papers and take place, for the most part, aboard the bark Gloria Scott, on which, in the year 1855, James Armitage, together with another 38 jailbirds and assorted crew and soldiers, found himself about to sail for Australia. But on a vessel that, in many ways, was not quite what it appeared to be.
Jump life in here!
Anchor up in a peak, sir!
Anchor up it is! Lay by the cats and bars, you men! Coil away the cable! Parson, a bit more about the wheel, would you?
Oh, of course, Captain. I am not in your way.
Not where you are, though why you want to experience a ship going to sea, and especially this ship.
Love of knowledge, Captain. And one never knows. But there is something wrong with this particular vessel?
This damn war, that's what's wrong with it, Parson. Ready with the topsails there!
Topsails ready to hoist the mainsail.
The war in the Crimea.
Let fall the sheet home! Brace up sharp forward! Aye. All the old convict ships have all gone.